Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and the shoulders are relaxed. And your elbows are relaxed. And hands are relaxed on your lap. And softly, gently close your physical eyes. And let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top and coming down through the center of your head and the neck and the spine reaches the bottom. And the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And finally reaches the very center of our planet. So by imagining this long straight line penetrating you, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. So this is a very simple step, but you already entered a very different state of mind. You are firmly grounded, your chakras are settled, and the baggage in your mind start dropping off one by one through this line. And you start sensing the space around you. Your consciousness can travel freely in and out of your body. You can sense something, some kind of energy around your shoulders, in front and back. And here, let's bring our consciousness onto our breathing, a tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. No controlling, just observe the air coming in and out. Don't try to fight against any mind chatters. Mind chatters are okay. Anything is okay, but please stay with your breathing. Now let's focus on our exhalation. Slowly start exhalation, exhale, and you finish exhalation, exhale one more time. And inhale a little bit. And exhale again. Slowly, steadily, exhale. You decide that you finish exhalation, you exhale a little bit more. Then inhale a little bit. And exhale again. Exhale. You finish And one more time, exhale. Then come back to normal breathing. Whatever we are doing, we stop in the middle of the way. We judge ourselves. We can't do it anymore. We finish this. We can't give anymore. We can't exhale anymore. We stop in the middle of the way. I can't exhale anymore. Yes, you can. So don't listen to your ego's judgment. And I experience you can do more whenever you want, whatever you want. If you really want, you can do it. Okay. Now, let's focus on inhalation. Start inhalation slowly. Inhale, inhale, inhale. And you say, I can't inhale anymore. Yes, you can. You inhale a little bit more. And exhale a little bit. Then inhale again. Inhale. Inhale, inhale. You finish inhalation and one more time you inhale. And exhale. Then one more time. This is the last time. Inhale, inhale. Inhale. Then inhale more. You can receive more. Don't say it's enough. You can receive more. Then exhale. Exhale, exhale. Then come back to normal breathing and relax. When you perceive something and you feel something is missing here, you are no more in your life. You feel you need something more, you have to be better, and so on. Why you sense the lack? It's because you decided you are not completed. You are not perfect. There was your own decision first. Then let your body prove that. Okay, now it's a time to stop breathing. Instead, bring our consciousness onto God's breathing. So imagine God is in front of you, and now God exhales. His breath is coming to you directly, entering your body, and God inhales. His breath is out through your nostrils or mouth. God's inhalation is your exhalation. God's exhalation is your inhalation. Okay, again. God exhales, His breath is coming to you. His prana, His love, His passion, His harmony come to you. And He inhales, His breath is out with your gratitude and appreciation. One more time. God's breath is coming, His peace, unconditional love, abundance coming to you. And He inhales, His breath is out with your appreciation and gratitude. So you are part of universal breath. It's not you to breathe, you are breathed. So you don't need to establish your own love because you are loved. You are part of love, part of universal love, part of perfect love. You don't need to try to find your own love. So you are breathed, you are loved. And now come back to normal breathing and relaxed. So let's feel more love. By being aware of the presence of Holy Spirit. So how to connect the Holy Spirit? Don't try to look for Holy Spirit somewhere above your head or something somewhere like that. So Holy Spirit is in you and you are in Holy Spirit. So imagine you are in Holy Spirit. As if Holy Spirit is a big sphere, shining beautiful sphere of light, and you are in it. The space around you is Holy Spirit. You are in Holy Spirit. And plus, in your mind, there is Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit is everywhere, in you and around you. So feel it. And tell Holy Spirit, please look at me. Look at my mind. Look at my old thoughts. Look at my old emotions. Look at my any idea. Look at my old mind chatters. Look at my worry, anxiety, regret. Look at my anger. Look at my judgment. Show everything to Holy Spirit. So feel Holy Spirit looks at all of your mind, all of your thought, all of your pain, all of your memories, your dream, your sadness. Show everything to Holy Spirit. Look at me, Holy Spirit. Look at my body. Look at my all cells, all organs. So feel it. Ask, look at all of my mind, and please lighten up all of our thought. Lighten up the thought of self-accuse, shameful thought, judgmental thought, critical thought. So lighten them up. You might sense that your mind is gradually shining, or you might feel that your stubborn thoughts are here, still here, and refuse the light. Just observe, and don't try to do anything by yourself, just continue to ask. Look at my stubbornness, or lighten up my thought. So ask. Holy Spirit sets up a perfect situation for you all the time. The gift of Holy Spirit is everywhere, never missing. But when we focus on our own thought, we overlook everything. So let Holy Spirit lighten up all of your mind. Let Holy Spirit console your emotions and thoughts. Love your thought. Let Holy Spirit heal your physical pain, mental pain. Stop doing by yourself completely and just let Holy Spirit do everything. Now Holy Spirit is looking at everything. All of your mind map, history, show everything. There is nothing to hide from Holy Spirit. You are showing everything. You are open to love. This is a truly strong action. You now stop hiding yourself from love. You decided to open to love and receiving love. This is an action. This is what we need. This is what we wanted. This is our joy. So now it's a time to tell Holy Spirit this strong statement, I'm not afraid of love anymore. Tell Holy Spirit, I'm not afraid of love anymore. Today's statement is from A Course in Miracles workbook lesson, 887. I won't be afraid of love today. I'm not afraid of love anymore because I'm with you. So in the end, say thank you to Holy Spirit. And feel the light in your mind, all the cells, everywhere in and out of your body. Then remember you have a long straight line and you are firmly grounded. Then slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you.